And welcome to our show, Geeks Rewired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. I'm your host, Bill. This week, we have Anthony.
Hello, people.
And Joey.
Hello.
And you can reach out to us by emailing us at geeksrewired@gmail.com or leave us a message or a text message at 801-896-4335. That also is 801-896-GEEK. You also can help support us by going to patreon.com/geeksrewired, where you can get early access to the podcast and gain access to our Discord channel and eventually live recording if anyone wants interest. Also, just support's nice too.
Yeah, money is nice.
And also appreciative. Yes, it helps pay the bills from month to month. So, I wanted to talk about this thing that I had no clue that Apple has overtaken somebody as the largest mobile payment app in the U.S. If you're already reading it, then you already know who took over, which was amazing.
That makes sense, though, because everything supports Apple Pay, nearly everything.
Well, when they're growing with it. But like, the one they took over is the amazing part.
What, Starbucks?
Yes.
That's impressive. I didn't think Starbucks would be a big player in mobile payments.
Apparently they were number one until this week.
Do you get benefits for having a Starbucks card? Like
yes.
A free coffee every five coffees
rewards.
Or something?
Yeah, you get for money you spend, you get stars, you cash in stars, you get stuff. You get a free drink or a sandwich on your birthday.
I might have to get a Starbucks card.
Yep. Sign up at least 1 month before your birth month. I've actually had an account with them for a little while.
Are they like, do they tie to a bank account or is it like a credit card or a store card?
You usually like fill up the card.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a gift card.
Yeah, it's basically
a reloadable gift card.
So you also have it on your phone and then you also get a physical gold card, which you can hand off to your significant other or somebody else, and you can both spend this, and money spent from the card, either digital or real, turns into the points.
That's cool. I didn't know that there was actually like rewards for it.
Yeah.
Makes sense that they were a big player then.
And if you get, like, somebody gives you a gift card, you just merge it right into yours.
Mm-hmm. You just apply it directly on. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Took Apple Pay a while to get there, though.
Yeah, but that means Google's right behind them.
Does it?
Yeah, because Google's almost everywhere where Apple Pay is. Like, really, really close. And the fact that Apple and Google obviously don't have the restrictions that Starbucks, the app, does.
Yeah, I mean, Starbucks, you can spend at Starbucks.
Yeah. Not even all of them, either.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, if you were Barnes & Noble, those are not official Starbucks stores.
Oh, that's right.
Weird.
You can't use those there, though?
No, you cannot.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It really sucks when you're like, I so want this. I'm at the mall. And
no points.
No, don't even can't even spend it.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's, you're like,
no
oh.
points. Well, now I have to use real money and not my Starbucks money.
Not your slightly
not my Starbucks.
Abstracted money?
Yeah, I can't use my Starbucks.
It's abstracted in that you had to load up the card, but it's not like a game store where you're like, you have this many points.
Well, it kind of was too.
Huh?
If I stayed, it was no stars. I have a lot of stars, actually. I've not been cashing them
in. The stars is a thing, but like just in general to pay for it, you're still using money. It's just Starbucks, as Bill said.
Well, actually, I have a lot of Starbucks. Their star balance, like 935.
Is that like $9.35?
No. Okay, so if we do the breakdown, reward option, 25 points, customize your drink, espresso, hot shot, dairy substitute, syrup, and more. 50 points, you get a brewed hot coffee, bakery item, or hot tea. At 150, you get a handcrafted drink, hot breakfast, or a parfait. 200, you get a lunch sandwich, protein box, or salad. Is that it? Oh, and at 400, you can select merchandise or at-home coffee. So you can. And I have 935. I really have not been spending my points.
Right, that's quite a few.
Yeah.
The only like point card thing that we really use is the Cafe Rio rewards. We just kind of build them up. We had like $98, and then we started spending them.
Nice. That's the best part. Maybe I'll start doing that with this. I think the last time I actually spent points was on my birthday. They're like, you have points. They're good on your birthday. Have fun.
Have fun. Treat yourself.
Yeah. So I'd run in and like, give me something.
That's good. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Give you something nice on your birthday.
Enjoyed it. So, yay. Which is nice, because also I got my Google Pay to work on Google, or my with my bank through PayPal. PayPal's awesome. PayPal works with everybody.
Yeah, you had to go through PayPal?
I have to go through PayPal.
That's annoying.
Because my bank sucks. They won't recognize it. Google Pay. Stupid Google Pay.
Do they recognize Apple, though?
I didn't set up my Apple on my iPad, so. I don't even think I can technically set up Apple Pay on my iPad.
You can set up the wallet.
No.
I think. Yeah, you should be able to have access to the wallet. At least look at it.
PayPal works.
Yeah.
Heck, if PayPal would come around, they could even use the tap stuff.
The tap stuff.
Like
Tap and Pay.
Yeah.
They could have an app or something on the phone that does it. I mean, Samsung has Samsung Pay now.
Go on, Fitbit has Fitbit Pay.
Fitbit Pay has better bring that up.
The benefit of Samsung Pay, though, is that even if the register doesn't support it, as long as I got the swiping thing, it'll work. They just hold it up next to the swipe, and it mimics the card swipe.
True.
Oh, that's super cool. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
So that's like kind of like Tap and Pay, but like a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
It'll work on every machine.
That's fancy.
So technically, Samsung can work everywhere. Nobody uses them, though.
Yeah.
Or not as many people use them.
No one uses Fitbit Pay. I have never seen anything that supports Fitbit Pay.
The New York transit system does.
Oh, well, I'm nowhere near New York, so that would make sense. Is that the only place?
Yeah, I think there's a few others, but that's the big one that everyone's like, look, this is awesome. Fitbit works on this. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
It's the only provider.
This works in, I think, on Japan's like metro system.
The Apple?
Apple Pay does, yeah.
Yeah, our listeners can't see you picking up your phone.
They can hear me put it down, though.
And they don't know which phone you have.
And they, so they'll, the long-time listeners would. Yeah, so slightly unrelated. This whole week, I've been telling Joey that he should get the OnePlus instead of the Pixel. I've pulled to Joey and told him multiple times because I forgot I told him.
He's told me quite a few times, and I think he kind of got Brett on a kick about it. And so nice. Brett's been telling me as well. And then Anthony will bring it up again, and he'll be like, yeah, you should get the OnePlus. And then Brett will chime in, and he'll be like, yeah, that one's way better. And it's really weird. They're like a comedic duo at this point.
Nice.
And I haven't expressed any interest in actually upgrading. I still have my original Pixel XL. First
expressed a little bit of interest.
And I was like, what's better about it? I mean, my battery life's kind of lacking, but other than that, it still does everything I want it to do.
Well, it has a better processor. It has the swipiness, but if you had Nova Launcher, you have swipey anyways.
What do you mean by swipey?
You can get your, like, have your apps just open up with gestures.
Oh, gestures.
I guess, yeah, it's gestures, not swipey.
Yeah, I was like,
doesn't it support the radar stuff that Google
does? I thought it did. I thought it did. And it I don't know where I found it, so I don't question, and now I'm questioning that.
I think
doesn't it use that for face detection?
It does. Well, it has the face detection, which actually is better than Google's. Google's has the largest flaw for face detection.
What's just that your eyes are closed and you might be dead? That's no flaw. Or you could be asleep.
What's Google's flaw?
It will unlock if your eyes are closed or if you're dead. So if someone just scans your face, your eyes don't have to be open. You could be asleep.
How did they try the dead part?
I'm just saying could be dead. It's scanning for like curves and stuff on your face.
Which
it's
is not... technically better than Samsung's.
If you have a cheap screen protector, I'm pretty sure she put her fingerprints in after applying this screen protector. But the screen protector caused every print to read it as the same print.
Oh, so that one person.
Anyone could unlock her phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They claimed they were going to be able to fix it via a software update that I think would detect an air gap between a screen protector and the sensor itself. And
so it'll just stop it from working.
Exactly.
I'm kind of curious how OnePlus does that. Because I have to admit, my phones are kind of expensive. I like my screen protectors. And OnePlus is also on the front as well.
This is just one of those hurdles that I think are unnecessary because they're like, let's embed all of the sensors in the phone screen. And then you put, you know, a
No, you have a perfectly sealed phone. It has wireless charging. The speakers are underneath the screen.
The cameras are built into the screen.
Exactly.
The scanners, the everything. And then it's just a glass tablet that you hold. And if you drop it,
yeah, it's literally
ruins
a slate.
Your day.
Yeah, we finally got slates.
There we go. It's just it finally made it to Star Trek. You do realize how many times they probably drop their displays.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I love how ergonomic phones are. They just feel so good in your hand, right?
So somebody else is coming out with a flip phone.
Are they?
Yeah, Razer.
Yeah. The Razer's coming back for the third time.
Is it going to be like two screens on a flip phone? Or
they haven't gotten to details yet.
I think they're just did. Like, well, they released like a... I'm pretty sure they released a picture of it.
They're just like, we're back.
It's weird.
Razer. You know, I did love my Razer. I had one in...
Yeah, but this is a Razer that's in like a smartphone
style. Must have been like 2006.
Oh, I guess it's the shell style.
2007. I did really like it, though. I played a ton of Tetris on it.
Oh, does this have like a foldable phone without the crease? I wonder if they'll do it better than Samsung.
Man, so that is a really tall phone when it's open.
Well, come on. That's really all mine is. It just...
Yeah, it's also got a boot.
If you folded my phone in half... You mean a chin?
Heel, chin, whatever. It's not just a chin. They got a chin.
That's interesting. It just pops open and folds totally flat. And then you have a screen on the front. I kind of like that. That's cool.
And there's rumored specs about it and everything, but...
It's also going to be $1,500.
I'll believe that when I see it.
The $1,500?
They're saying that's what it's supposed to be.
It looks like it has a foldable screen, so I could see it easily being that much money.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Like, it doesn't have a seam.
That's a lot of money to spend on a phone.
Oh, no, I guess $1,500. Yeah, no, I was thinking it was, sorry.
$15,000?
Well, no, like $150. I went the opposite direction. I took away a zero.
That's weird. And then
that'd be nice if it was.
Wait, go back. Stop. Please, go back up. That's good.
2,700 milliamp hours.
I was trying
battery.
To see if it had expandable storage.
Doubt it. Most of
the original Razer did.
The original or the last one? I think the last one did, too.
The OG Razer, I think it had a SIM card.
Well, yeah, it had a SIM card, or if you were on Verizon or Altel or something that had CDMA, it had a slot for an SD card. Not that you could really use it on Verizon, but on Altel you could. Because Verizon locked down their phones.
Man, I had this phone back when US Cellular was a thing.
So, I didn't have the first Razer. I know people who did. So, the first one was 2004.
I think I had the 3VM.
I had the second Razer, the 2007. No, that's not 2007. Oh, it's...
You remember the Crazer?
Maybe it was 2013 was the second. The Verizon one.
The Crazer?
Oh. The Droid Razer Max.
Oh, that one. Yeah, that was interesting.
Actually, I think I might have that in a drawer floating around somewhere. I totally thought it was the Global one.
I had the Droid 2 Global. That one was a solid phone. I know other people who just had nightmares with it and went through like 8 refurbished ones.
Yay.
That's what happened with my NV3, I think, that I had. Or NV2 and NV Touch. Feature phones were fun back then. Phones used to be cool.
Now they fold. They're cool again. They start off small, teeny tiny, and they open up huge. Just wait till we have to like do 8 unfolds, and then you have like
you
a 17-inch.
You can only fold
inch.
7 times.
Says that, who?
Those are the restrictions of pieces of paper.
Yeah.
We have modern engineering on our side.
You can only fold a piece of paper 7 times. If you try for an 8th, it can't happen.
Eventually, the phones will just get like as thin as cellophane, and then you'll just unroll your phone.
There we go.
And or your iPad or whatever.
Laptop.
Yeah, cool. No,
just spread it out on the table.
Yeah.
I do like the foldable screen that I'm going back to this one that Microsoft had because it has a seam. It's a very tiny seam with a tiny bezel. I think it would have been neat if they did that with the Razer. It would have made it much cheaper too.
I think the like best application of these foldable, bendable screens is going to be like a VR headset where they can like have a wraparound screen in there.
Well, they can do that now. There's nothing stopping them from doing that now. It's the foldable part.
You're talking about the Surface Duo.
I'm saying like foldable screens are great because they can apply them to rounded surfaces and stuff. Uh-huh. But I don't think having them in your pocket where you just bend and unbend them all day every day, mm-hmm. and you have a hinge and stuff gets in there and you're spending $2,000 on a phone that like breaks while you're using it.
I'm having problems spending over $1,000 on a laptop. And that thing is a, you know, they have real power for real things.
Yeah, I've wanted my laptop forever, and I spent a little over $2,000 on it, and it still hurts a little bit, but I love that thing.
Right.
But the phones, at least, this is, they're having lots and lots of issues, but it's the latest, greatest change in cell phones since the smartphone came around, since the iPhone first hit the market.
Right. I think watches could definitely benefit from the foldable screens because they could have a rounded bracelet or something that has a display all the way around.
I think Samsung did that with their Gear. Like, I think it was flexible. Like, it doesn't have to be full on like flexible
like a slap bracelet.
Like the Note is. Mm-hmm. Note. Galaxy Fold.
Right, but have a little bit of flex in
it. Yeah, they can like they've been able to do a little bit of flex in LCDs for years. Mm-hmm. It was the full-on flexible that they were having problems with.
Because you have to laminate all the different layers together and have them move out of the way and stuff.
Yeah, they have to be movable like a lot, whereas if it's just like a bracelet form factor, it only has to move like a little bit.
Yeah.
Not that much.
I still want a TV that comes down like a projector screen, though.
How about goes up like a projector screen instead?
Well, I mean, yeah, up, because that's going to be way cooler, but...
No, they have that. Like, that exists.
Does it exist today?
Yes.
It's expensive as heck.
That was my next question. How many house payments is it?
I don't know. Was it Samsung? No, it was LG, actually, that did it.
LG has some crazy TVs. I have a really nice 4K 55-inch LG, and I love it.
I don't know that you picked the right words to Google Bill.
I know.
I think it was by LG.
Smart TV in a box is what he Googled. Then he added LG. I think maybe you might want to add like roll-up TV LG.
I think Linus Tech Tips did one. A review of it. Is it that $6,000 one?
I still think the day when you come home with a TV in a poster tube is going to be a cool day.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh, dang. So you buy, like, an entertainment center, essentially.
Yeah, it's basically...
And then
yeah.
The TV just comes up out of there.
It's basically a speaker bar with the TV in it.
And you can have it, like, only go up a little bit so you can get, mm-hmm. like, a little reading bar.
That looks so cool.
So it's 64 and a half inches, and it's...
Oh, man, so your TV could come up a little bit, and then you could just display, like, flames or something.
Exactly.
That'd be really cool ambient lighting. It's OLED. Mm-hmm. Fancy.
I don't even know how much these things cost. I just remember this got released at CES, what, like 2 years ago?
No, it was this year.
Was it? Yeah. See, there's like you can play the...
Oh, that's cool. It's like partially up and it just shows like a music player, essentially.
Yeah.
Dang.
Unfortunately, if it ever breaks...
Yeah, then you just cry because it's like probably $50,000.
But we are close to getting just the TV and a poster tube like you wanted.
Yeah, I think this kind of stuff will be pretty big in the near future because TVs are getting to the size where it's almost impractical to fit them into a car. Like, you almost need a truck or a box truck to get them to your house.
Well, the sizes that everybody wants, it is impractical to fit in a car.
Even though this thing is 65 inches, you know, when it's fully open, still think this thing is huge long.
Yeah, but you can always fold down a seat or something and get it into a car if it's not, like... If it's long in one direction,
okay.
you're kind of okay, you know?
Or like trying to get a piece of wood in your car.
Exactly.
Or a small piece of wood.
You can just unroll both back windows, stick it straight through, drive home carefully.
It was the CES Innovative Award, not honoree, for 2019.
Well, I can see why, you know? Yeah, like, people walk up to that, and they're like, what you got? And they're like, it's a TV, and they press a button, and a TV just pops up out of nowhere. That's one of those future moments.
This is definitely a want, not a need.
I need it.
I was like, speak for yourself.
Did we see a price tag anywhere?
I still couldn't.
No, I think we've looked it up, and I feel like it was thousands of dollars, if not tens of thousands.
Well, I think somebody else may.
I mean, just a couple of years ago, 85-inch like Samsung TVs were, you know, 20 grand or 18 grand. So now you can get an 85-inch TV for like, I don't know, 3 grand at Costco.
8,000 starting.
You know, that isn't as bad as I was expecting.
It is like, you know, 12 grand less than you thought.
Yeah, actually, at least 12 grand less than I was thinking. That is super cool. I hope that that becomes the norm, because that is beautiful. Your TV can pack itself away. That'd be a great TV for like a bedroom or something.
Or even for a living room.
Yeah.
You can put stuff behind it.
You don't have to set your entire room around your entertainment system. Because that's what we all face our couches towards it. Everything is around the entertainment system. This, you could just be there. It can... You can have the event for what is. Put this thing away.
Yeah. Or just have it popped open halfway in music mode.
Yeah. Well, no, that's if you want to see the music. You can also have it all the way closed and still play music like a speaker.
That's super cool.
And this one, the speakers actually probably sound good. Whereas the...
Oh, yeah.
Because it's an actual entertainment system.
Yeah, you got like a box at the bottom, so you can actually have some deep thumping speakers versus all the shallow ones that are in all the TVs nowadays.
That said, the one that was in the Samsung that I got last year, it sounds pretty good for the tiny, tiny, tiny speakers that are in it. I was kind of impressed by it.
A lot of the speakers now, they're tubes, and then they fire downward, and then they have a cone that projects forward.
Yeah, that would make sense.
That way they can get a little bit more thump out of them.
So I was thinking about your bracelet idea. Really, that's cool and all. What I want is a screen that won't crack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool too.
So if I have a bracelet that's a full screen, I'm going to whack it. I'm impressed with my Fitbit. I've whacked it on stuff and it's been perfectly fine.
Yeah, the Fitbits are like bulletproof. Yeah. Like I've slammed it into like metal door jams and I'm like, whoa, that's going to mess it up. And then it's fine.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
It's like, oh, that'll buff out.
I haven't had any, like, the only issue I've had with my watch is I actually scratched the side of it.
Really, we need to graduate from smart watches and get to smart gauntlets. I want some Fallout type action going on. Need a Pip-Boy.
There you go. Just make them bigger.
Exactly. Like a large watch, something that you could actually, you know, I don't know, browse the web on or something easily.
Why?
Because it'd be cool. It's just attached to your wrist and do-do-do. You don't have to pull out your phone.
Well, remember the ones when everyone's talking about, like, what, the iPhone 7? Where it was the, it's this bracelet that
projects onto your skin?
Yeah.
I can't believe people actually believe that.
It's not impossible.
It's not
really
impossible, but
not.
It's not possible right now.
I don't think it's
that... It's not practical.
It's not practical. At this moment, they have to provide the practicality of it, but it's not impossible, and it wasn't impossible then.
That wouldn't be a bad thing, but the way that they're trying to make, like... the phone just be your computer device now, having to do this and hold your arm like that the entire time. I have my arm held at like a 45-degree angle in front of me.
I think we need those contact lens displays.
That would be annoying. Yes.
I think that's
just graduate.
A heads-up display on a contact lens or just insert it into your eye.
Augmented reality.
Man, heads-up displays would be so cool.
Yeah. Like,
I'm really
sad
that Google Glass kind of died.
Yeah, I really wanted that.
Don't worry. Microsoft still got their HoloLens.
That's different, though.
I know. It's way more business.
Amazon has glasses, too.
So does Instagram. So does Facebook.
Instagram.
Facebook's got two brands.
Do they really?
They own Instagram.
Yeah.
And then they also own Oculus.
Like, do they have... No.
No, they're also putting out another one, too.
Another one?
Yes.
No, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about Amazon's, like, weird little assistant glasses that...
Do they have, like, Alexa built in?
Yes. And you said the bad word.
Oh, man.
Don't be on the podcast for like 5 months and then say the bad word.
Anyways.
You know, people are allowed to be named that. So
I know.
It's really, really a dick move by Amazon.
You're not wrong. But Amazon released some glasses that, according to Bill at least, they literally are just an assistant. You can speak to it. That's it. Otherwise, they're just clear sunglasses.
So why make that a glasses? Why not?
I don't know.
Why not like a pendant?
Well, it's basically like, because they also have the Echo Pods, like earphones.
Right.
It's like it's that. It's just that.
Weird. But glasses. I guess it's kind of nice because you don't have to have something stuffed into your ear to talk to your assistant. But
I think at that point it's just like blasting it out to everyone.
Right. If you're that tied to your assistant, you probably have it on your phone. But I guess if you're really trying to immerse yourself with your assistant, like, what's that movie that had the AI that the guy falls in love with?
Her?
Yeah, her. I think that's what we're moving towards right now.
Actually, oh, there's a new one coming out.
Is there?
Yes, it's not her part two. It's it's a comedy.
I was excited.
No.
I really liked how dystopian her felt, but man, does that one end on just
wait.
A down swing.
I'll look it up. I didn't actually watch that movie.
It's kind of a rough one.
I figured it would be.
I like the dystopian vibes of it, but it's not a feel-good movie, really.
I can't even think what it's called. Ah, Jexy.
What is
so
this?
It has the big name in it is Adam Devine.
Uh-huh.
He's been on a few other things, but so he his phone is basically Siri or her or whatever else, or Google, it's an assistant. So it's going through his life, and it's basically her app, and it's like, I'm going through your life, I'm gonna make sure everything's okay. And he's like, your friends are like, oh, you should hang out. He's like, nah, I'm too busy. Phone pipes up. It's like, yes, you're going to go home and you are going to masturbate vigorously. He's like, no. It's like, man, your phone is mean. And then the phone gets, ends up saying I'm up on to go on a date. Then it gets jealous.
Jeez.
Then it gets a new phone. It's like, I will follow you everywhere.
Man.
Starts spending all his money out of his bank accounts.
Takes the dark route to having a voice assistant.
Yeah. It looks funny.
Also, these eyeglasses only work with Android. They don't work with iOS.
Go figure. Because you'd have to have your assistant, your Amazon Assistant app permanently open. That's why.
I mean, they didn't stop it on the auto. Which I actually found at the local Fred Meyer here.
So they sell them in store now?
It was on there, and they had the things to take back and, like, the cards to go buy it. It was there. I didn't actually go try to buy it, but because I hated it.
I've come to enjoy it myself.
I'm glad you like it.
Are you going to get the sunglasses next?
No.
No, the sunglasses
I'd rather
garbage.
The earbuds.
Earbuds?
So that's the thing. The stupid thing about the glasses, the Echo frames, is the Echo earbuds are the same thing.
They're a little different in that you can access the notifications by swiping on your on the frames. Like, they have gesture support, whereas
so you can
rub
your eyeball.
Yeah, there's that, and they have gesture support. They're just kind of passively there. Like, you could wear them all the time and access it. It's not like with the pod, the earphones, you have to talk into it or press some buttons.
That's why the Surface earbuds are so much better.
What?
Yeah, we didn't talk about these?
No, I don't remember.
So imagine this giant disc just kind of hanging on the outside of your ear.
You know, that looks more futuristic than the AirPods, though.
So with this disc, so first off, they're way more comfortable than they look from everything I've seen. And
just click play. I want to see.
You want to see?
I want to see if they show it in the ear.
Oh, they're way more comfortable than everyone was expecting. But you have this really flat disc now on your ear. But with all this Surface, you have swiping. You can use gestures really, really well.
Oh, okay. So you can touch the disc.
You can touch and swipe and tap and.
Omnisonic sound. Directional dual mic array, a charging case like all the other ones.
All the true, and this is a true wireless
24
earbud.
24 hours of charging, that's actually pretty good. Most of them are like 18 hours or less.
Well, unless you're Anker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anker's latest one is 8-hour battery life, 36 with case.
Yeah, most of them are...
maybe.
You get like one-third of the total life. In a charge, and then you get two more charges out of the case.
It has Office 365
support. Oh, you also can use it for presentations.
Those discs look huge.
Oh, like I said, they totally look ridiculous. But think about when Bluetooth, you know, were coming around. I even yeah. with my teeny tiny earbuds, my true wireless ones.
Yeah.
I don't think I look like a Blue Tool, like a real, like the old Bluetooth yeah. ones, but I definitely go like, I slightly feel awkward. And also I question whether people see it or not. Cause like, if you see this thing, this black thing in my ear, do you think it's weird? Do you think, you know, are you just kind of like, oh, whatever. Especially yeah. wearable
like
one.
If you were on Microsoft campus with a whole bunch of other people wearing yeah. them, it'd be great. But as soon as you hit the streets, I think you got to take them out.
But the AirPods had the
AirPods
same problem.
AirPods that way, too, for
they,
a little while.
Yeah,
now
they had
normal.
That. Yeah, now it's yeah. now it's a...
A lot of people,
you know,
just like wear a single AirPod all the time, though.
Yeah, I used to do that.
Yeah, because then you can still hear stuff around
and
you.
And like, when I meant shopping, that's what I do.
Do they have like passive AirPods yet?
No. Well, they're sort of passive just because they don't seal
tight.
Yeah.
They don't seal very tight. But no, not
really.
They
really just need to make like AirPods as hearing aids, and then they could be like the most accessible hearing aid on the market.
And that's the thing, is like AirPods and these and the Amazon ones, they're what, over $100, $200 depending on which ones you get.
How much are these?
I don't know actually how much.
Because I kind of like them.
Oh,
just,
I definitely
three
do.
Windows licenses.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, it eats up. Oh, that's $249.
So comparable.
Yeah.
That's what the Beats Pros cost.
But mm-hmm. this is the thing about these. They, a lot of them, yeah, you have their technology. You might have an assistant built in. You might have all this other stuff. Anchor has been putting out stuff that is very comparable. These are anywhere from $150 to $300. Anchor's is $30 when you catch it on the Lightning sale, $50 when it's a regular price.
Anchor kind of goes above and beyond on a lot of
yeah.
things, though.
And that's like their latest one that came out. It's the most expensive one I've seen. I saw it just barely went up, actually, in price. I was $100. Now it's $150. I saw it today. The thing had, like I said, 8-hour battery life and without charging it. I'm like, that is just awesome. You throw them in, you just totally forget about it. And then 36 hours with case.
Right. That's nuts. That's like three times what a lot of the other ones are.
Mm-hmm. I'll admit, it still has a button, but they're still waterproof. They're still really, really good speakers. They're passive noise canceling, which basically means you're stuffing something into your ear, like an earplug.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was going to spend over $100, $150, honestly, on a pair of earbuds, like the battery life, kind of worth it. But I would want passive listening capability and active noise canceling as well. And some of them want like an extra $200 on top of their already $300 price tag.
Does this have that?
The passive noise?
Mm-hmm.
Says,
because that's what I really liked about my Sony headphones that I had. They were passive, so if I wanted to just listen,
around
just hold
you.
Up my ear, or hold up the, I would basically palm the side of my headphones. And it would pass the audio through.
Well, they say they're supposed to knock out the background noises on phone calls, but actually, so are the Anchors. And, oh, actually, the Surface earbuds aren't bad. They're 8 hours for a single charge. So that's not terrible. I still think it's expensive for the, well, no, they have a lot of toys and bells and whistles with them.
Bells and whistles that you want. I don't know.
The thing, so to me, like, you kind of get into an ecosystem, right? You get an Android phone, you can get some, like, whatever ear pods or whatever you want with it. But, like, this Microsoft thing, it seems like it's kind of hooked into their ecosystem. You know, they're showing it with a lot of their tech and interacting with their tech.
But their tech is also, like, their phone mm-hmm. is Android.
It is now, but it's new, right? Like, so no one really has it yet.
So it'll be next year, yeah.
So not a lot of people are hooked onto their ecosystem.
But
Apple, on the other hand, you know, people are like, I got an Apple TV, an Apple tablet, watch, phone, ear things, computer.
Everything integrates together. Android or Google has actually been trying to do that. Amazon's been doing that with all their IoT stuff. And that's why I have no loyalty with it. I like everything, and that's why I kind of like Microsoft, because Microsoft is such a big player, but they didn't really push a lot of the extra stuff, so a lot of stuff has to integrate with Microsoft. That's kind of why I like Android. I have my options. Do I want to use Amazon's thing? I have the option for that. The only ones that are really cut out is a lot of Apple stuff, but not all of Apple stuff either. No.
Yeah.
I have a tablet. I have an Apple tablet. They are hands down the for their price, even and you can be fairly cheap, the greatest tablet on the market.
Yeah, you also can get like Apple Music on Android. There's a couple other Apple stuff that you can actually get on Android.
TV? I don't know if you can... I think you can watch Apple TV at least on a computer. Well, when it finally comes out. Which reminds me... So you remember how if you bought an Apple device, the phone, tablet, whatever, you got a year of Apple TV.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a Verizon customer with unlimited 4G or 5G, you get Disney Plus for 1 year.
Oh, man. I have unlimited.
I know.
I don't know if it would apply to you.
No, it's current and new, unlimited.
Like 4G. Grandfathered and unlimited, though.
Oh, well, you are...
No, mine's actually the upgraded one.
Oh, you had to finally upgrade?
Yeah, I think it's the new one. So I think I'm a shoo-in.
So you're not truly unlimited. Now you're under their quote-unquote limited unlimited.
Yeah, it's unlimited for like the first 15 or 20 gigs, and then it slows me down.
Yeah.
That's a lot of gigs on mobile, though.
Mine, they just slow me down.
All the time.
I'm just on T-Mobile. I'm still here waiting for all the lawsuits to go through so I can have more coverage.
Yeah.
You're like the pay ahead or prepay, right, Anthony?
Prepay. Don't do it. If you're in a big city, don't do it. If you're in a small town, it's probably okay.
They prioritize him last.
Yep. Yeah. I'm like the bottom class citizen. Like if you go with your normal classes, like poor, middle class, lower class, middle class, upper class, and then rich. I'm below lower.
Can you read that? Sorry, I'll read it for you. Back on the Surface earbuds, fast pair requires Android Nougat.
So if you want to pair it quickly, you have to have Nougat.
At least.
How old is Nougat?
Nougat is...
We're on like P right now, right?
We're on Q. We're on 10.
Yeah.
So Q and 10 were the same. So
that's like
three, four
ago.
So basically any Android phone that's been released recently.
Any Android phone that's probably been released in the last 6 to 7 years.
And that's just for fast pairing. So you're probably okay even without that.
Okay, I gotta mute this. Get notifications out.
Wazoo. So, it works with, and because, Cortana, which means it'll probably work with Amazon stuff really well.
I thought Cortana was dead.
No, Cortana is more business, and Cortana on the Xbox is dead. Cortana through Amazon's assistant and the business side of things is not.
I didn't know that. I thought Amazon was dead.
No, not Amazon. No, you mean Cortana. No, just the Kinect.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Man, just on the Xbox.
They're kind of getting fragmented too over there.
Yeah.
Who?
The Microsoft. They have Cortana, and then they murder it on the Kinect and all the voice commands for the Xbox.
That's really nothing new. They've been like this for a while.
Yeah, and well, they've always been like, we have this technology, we're running forward with it. It's the latest and greatest thing. We threw all the money into it. This is way more work than it's worth. Let's kind of hesitate for a bit. Hey, there goes the competition past us.
And pull a plug.
We should just leave now.
Like Google. They're like, we're going to make three of the thing, and we're going to kill off the favorites.
Yes. We're going to kill off the top two.
Leave you with the last one.
Still waiting for dark mode on my Gmail account.
I'm just using YouTube Music instead of my Google Play Music.
Even though Google Play Music's still around.
And, no more Hangouts. You got to use, is it Allo? Or no, Allo's the video one.
Oh,
they killed the video one.
Unless it's your business.
Huh?
Unless it's business. They have it for business.
Oh, man.
Yeah. They're trying to push me. But also, here's the other thing. If you've noticed that your Gmail account has stopped receiving emails, it might not be because you're not getting emails. It's because... If you want more than 15, I think it's 15 gigs or 15 megs. I'll look it up again. One of those numbers.
It might finally be full.
They're charging now. It's no longer free.
Ooh.
Free for what?
It used to be like your email was free unlimited storage.
It's always been at 15 for like It's always said so much percentage of 15 used. Like, as long as I can remember, my email inbox has always said that.
And people have gone past it. But now people have stopped receiving emails.
Oh.
Because of it. So Google officially, they're tying it more in with their Google One.
Hmm.
So you have to pay. So maybe they, like, you're right. You were using it, but they didn't really stop you.
Yeah. That would make sense. They do that with, like, corporate accounts, too, or, like, education ones. They say you have a terabyte, but you could really upload more if you wanted.
25 megs.
Yeah, used to be able to. Gmail or the
25 megs?
Google Drive. If you buy Google Drive for Business, it's $5 per user per month. But they give you one, or unlimited, but they claim that it's limited at 1 terabyte or something. And I think Linus Tech Tips has been using it to back up their... like 100 terabyte RAID array.
I don't know that they've been... They only made one video about it.
They have two, actually.
Did I was wrong. It's 15 gigs. I was right the very first time.
Yeah, like 25 megabytes is the size limit that the email can be.
Yeah.
If they ever start charging me for my Gmail, I think I'll jump ship to like something like Proton Mail.
So that's what a lot of people are thinking, too. Here's the thing. You've tied so much to your Gmail.
Yeah.
Is it really that easy to jump ship?
I'll ditch it. It's worth it. Worst case, I miss a few emails from, I don't know, spam websites or something.
Eventually. Only things I really care about are like banking and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you update your banks to your new email and you're kind of done. You let your other like stuff roll off over time, or you know, you update an email or recover an account.
That's sad. I think I've had this email for like 12, 15 years, so it'd be kind of sad.
This is my second round of Google, I think. No, I had.
I would have ditched it a long time ago if they didn't implement the categories.
I'm thinking about shutting that down and actually redoing the rules on it.
How are you?
Because in reality, if it says email or unsubscribe or change your email features, it needs to be thrown into a subfolder that I will review when I care about. Besides that, there's the, what, three emails that I actually get that I care about. That I really, really, I mean, I don't not care about those others, but I rarely care about those.
I never do.
Man, we need to read these articles more closely. I was excited about the Disney Plus, but it's for new Fios broadband or 5G home wireless internet customers.
No, keep reading. It's also for 4G and 5G unlimited customers.
Oh, it does say all of its wireless customers on unlimited data plans.
Yes. See, like you said, keep reading. I've already read this.
Maybe this article's just written poorly.
Yeah, it's probably right.
Well, what else? Comcast also got nailed for their free TV.
What do you mean?
If you can get free broadcast television if you are a internet only Comcast subscriber, but you have to be renting their modem.
Oh, really?
Yes, at $15 a month.
Oof.
Yep.
They charge $15?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Uh-huh.
I think when I was renting a modem from Cable One, it was only $5.
I think mine was $8 at the time, and I have since got rid of it and have no regrets.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I own my own modem.
Yeah, the only reason why I was renting it was because if something went wrong, they'd just go and replace it. But nothing ever goes wrong with those modems.
Pretty much.
There might be a configuration error, but that's it. They're solid.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the surfboards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're a dime a dozen, too. They show up at DI all the time.
Huh.
Yeah, they're really common.
Oh, and the, what was it? You know how before you had unlimited Google photo original storage?
Yeah.
They're yanking that on the Pixel 4. They said they weren't going to, and they decided to. But here's the good news for Apple people.
What's that?
Because the way Apple puts their storage in, you still get unlimited free original picture storage. Because for Google to change it, it would actually make the file larger. So they would waste space and computing power to actually make Apple's photos not original. So Apple actually has original quality uploads.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I've never noticed that.
Well, there's a bunch of research and stuff behind it. So but also,
Apple uploads are on Google Cloud?
You can do Apple uploads to Google Photos.
You just download the Google Photos app, and then it'll sync periodically. However, if the file, like if it's a video file and it's too big, it won't do it. I have run into that problem.
So I also realized something else. So we're going to take a really, really quick break, and we'll be right back. And right at the end, and we're back. And then we can wrap up the episode now. Now we just took a late break. Now we're going to talk about other things. What? Oh, all right. We see. We already talked about the Verizon. Let's start moving things over. Let's keep moving them over. NVIDIA Shield.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anything about this, but...
I've been interested in the NVIDIA Shield the entire time it's been a thing, but it's just been a little bit, I don't know, too gimmicky for me. It's like a handheld that you can have running stuff, and it's a little too spendy, and...
Well, now they're going to come out with a... They're still calling it the NVIDIA Shield TV Pro, but it's basically the NVIDIA Shield Stick.
NVIDIA Shield Stick.
Yep.
So, at my house, I get by with a smart TV and in my living room. Everything else is Chromecasts. Why would I need one of these?
This is for, like, games, isn't it?
Well, it's not just games. Okay, first, it's $150, so it's 4K to all that.
Dang.
That snazzy, or actually isn't the Chromecast 4K one?
There
Chromecast 4K is like 70.
It's $60 for a 4K one.
I paid 70.
Maybe it costs 100 with the controller.
Yeah, if you got that Stadia. Is that out yet?
October.
That's October.
Exactly. I don't know what the date is. Do October or November.
So what's so special about the Shield?
The TV stick. It obviously works with more things. You can plug it into an Ethernet jack so you have full power.
It could also be called just the Shield TV.
But it's the Shield TV, NVIDIA Shield TV Pro.
There's no information on it.
The Shield Stick measures 6.5 inches and weighs 8.3 ounces. Provides venting on each end. That's interesting.
Like, what is the Amazon? The Fire Stick's 100 for the 4K.
Apple TV is like, I think, somewhere between 150 to 170.
So it has more stuff in it, and it has a plug, and you can... It's supposed to work with more. It's like Roku. It's more competitive against Roku than anybody else.
Yeah, it seems pretty cool. It's got a Tegra processor. It's 25% faster than the current Shield, and it's got 8 gigs of internal storage. So with a micro USB slot,
it would probably actually work faster than the Fire Sticks and the Chromecasts, and it would work with everybody without any issues, like the Rokus. Like I said, this is more competition with Roku than anybody else.
Yeah, with the Apple TV, if the app's on there, it'll work. And the publisher's the one that controls that.
Yeah.
So.
Apple's just the gatekeeper.
I mean, they can be, but I don't know that they very rarely, unless they had like a design flaw, held back an app.
I don't know, there's been some arguments against Apple being the inclusiveness.
Yeah, there were, but I don't know.
That's the thing about it. If you want to not be locked into somebody else, you know, at the mercy of somebody else, you have to make your own device. And that's just where we're at.
No, but I think where this is, like, even though it says it's for TV and they're probably aiming it towards that, it's still NVIDIA Shield. It's supposed to be for gaming.
So you think they're going to make it where all the, especially with the controllers or the HDMI plugs and everything, it's going to be all gaming?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of apps for them. I know that there's a Plex app for it. There's a Steam app for it as well, so that you can stream your Steam desktop and it can do the forwarding of controls. That's what most people use the NVIDIA Shields for nowadays. So it will be really big for the gamers, and especially where they axed the Steam... what was that called?
I think it was Steam Link.
Steam Link, yeah.
Yeah, it was great when it first started. Now it's slow... I tried it like a year ago. It's slow as garbage.
This is cheaper than the last one. The last one was $200.
Yeah, so I think if this one, I bet the network port is specifically to keep the games pretty snappy because it's just doing desktop forwarding essentially over your network.
Doesn't your Chromecast also have a network port on it? Because mine does. My 4K Chromecast.
I've heard that you can get adapters for them, but I don't have a 4K Chromecast. I've got a...
Oh, I thought you had a 4K Chromecast.
No, I...
The 4K Chromecast has a... Like, it's built into the AC adapter that plugs into the power.
Right.
So you... And I think it's gigabit, so... Mm-hmm. You could do that if you wanted to, but with video streaming, it's not as big of a deal.
Yeah, the 4K Chromecast has that so that you can get 4K video streaming kind of smoothly, because a lot of people have older Wi-Fi routers that don't really support the 4K over the air too well. The Shield is probably using the port more for quick video forwarding and button presses to the computer.
Yeah, latency.
Exactly.
And it has Google Assistant built in. At least the old ones do. I'm sure the new one will too.
You see, I don't know if I agree with that. I already have enough Google Assistants. I don't need one in everything.
Everything.
My TV has Madam A and the Goog, and I've got some Googs all over my house, and I don't know, man. They're starting to be built into everything. What I really want is the voice assistants built into things like smoke detectors, things that are passively in rooms.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty cool.
I don't know. Right now I'm having the problem where if I speak a little bit too loudly, the entire, like, they all hear me, and it even gets kind of so bad that, all right, Bill, go ahead. You're just too excited for
this. I know. You talking about that reminded me. So we set an alarm or a timer on one of our Amazon Assistant Echoes.
Yeah.
And it started going off.
Yeah.
And then we yell at it to stop.
Yeah.
And not the one that was going off was the one that hurt us.
Nice.
Usually, you just get more mad at them.
Yeah.
It responded, turning off the 15-minute timer in the kitchen on the kitchen Echo.
That's cool.
From the living room. And I was like, yes! They finally are talking to each other.
That's cool. My Googles talk to each other all the time. Most of the time when I'm not wanting them to.
Well, they talk to each other, but they don't, like, update each other. They don't go, like... It was nice that I can now, like, say, hey, move the music to the living room, you know, from the kitchen speaker to the living room speaker. You can say that now, and it'll just, like, transfer around. It works with YouTube Music. It'll eventually work with Pandora and whatever else. That's what it works with.
Is that the Googles or the Amazons?
Google's does that now. I haven't tried it on Amazon.
Oh, okay, because you went straight from talking about Amazon to Google.
I know, there's all these. I
wanted to make sure that people
Bill's house is a nightmare for these viewers.
Yeah. I still need three more assistants. I need to bring the Cortana back.
You need... Okay, you can have Cortana, and then if you...
Just get some of those Microsoft AirPods.
Yeah,
you can be in your ear.
You can bring that back, or if you really want to, you could have an offline one called the Snips.
I've heard that the offline ones are really bad, though, because...
They're as good as you make them.
Yeah, so those ones
you gotta
just
set them all up on your
basic text, and it's, like, literal. So, like, if you mess it up and you didn't program it to read a sentence that way, you're SOL.
Yeah, you're designing all of the, like...
And it can't feed you any outside information unless you, like, hook it up to the cloud somewhere. Like, you make it read your calendar.
Which, you know, that's the point of it. They don't include all that other stuff in it for that reason, just so that people...
Stay offline.
Yeah, you can stay offline, or you do exactly what you tell it to do. If you have a lot of time or you care about setting it up, you'll probably be great at it. On mine, I didn't realize it was that badly, that you had to do everything on it.
Everything.
And I decided it wasn't worth my time.
Worth it.
No.
Worth it.
Not worth it.
Hashtag worth it.
No.
Octothorpe worth it.
Octothorpe.
That's what a hashtag is, official title of it is. Is an octothorpe.
Isn't it also a pound sign?
Or a number symbol.
Yeah.
But the official title of it, the official name of it is an octothorpe.
That's weird.
Well, there's plenty of other weird things.
Speaking of weird things. I'm not ready for this segment.
You're like, what is your weird thing?
Trying to see if this thing that I read on the internet's actually real.
Yeah.
It's not. So never mind. This is the demicolon. I keep seeing it on the internet. It's like a weird like semicolon.
Oh. I guess I also should remind everybody. Forgot about this. Remember the last Halloween of the month.
The last Halloween of the month.
Yes. Sorry, you got me on that from last week. Last Saturday of the month.
The last Halloween of the month. That's beautiful.
It's like Friday the 13th.
Technically not wrong.
It's like Friday the 13th fell on November or fell on Thursday this month.
The first and last Halloween of October. You heard it here first.
Anyways, you can get free comic books this Saturday if you want to do that. Usually pretty fun. You can go hang out with people, talk to your other fellow nerds if you're into that. Or if you don't like being called a nerd, you can go talk to other fellow peeps.
Where do you go to get these?
Your local comic book store.
Yes.
Do most comic book stores participate?
Yes.
That's cool.
It's also called Halloween Comic Fest. So there's two free comic books day of the year. One is the last Halloween. Saturday. Well, okay, so... It was Anthony last week asked, what if there's a Saturday after Halloween in October? And I said, that's not possible.
Yeah.
Because it's always on the last day.
Yeah. Yes. So
I'm glad you guys figured this out.
So the last Saturday of October is the October's free comic book day, which is called Comic Fest. Yeah, Comic Fest. And then the first Saturday in May is free comic book day.
Hooray.
That's cool.
So exciting.
Yes, and this year was May the 4th. Next year, it's something else.
It's not going to be. Next year, it will be.
I remember seeing it, but I forgot.
Yeah, look it up.
But
next year it'll be the 2nd.
Ooh.
May the 2nd be with you.
Yes.
That doesn't work that way. I don't think, at least maybe it does. Who knows?
No. There's free comic books. And our local comic book store, Captain Bangles, is doing lots of stuff all day.
All day?
All day.
Where is Captain Bangles located?
348 North 3rd Avenue, Pocatello, Idaho.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I honestly didn't know where it was. I've never been there.
Oh, yeah. It's if you drive down...
That's painted all bangly?
It's the one next to the one that's painted all bangly.
Ah, okay.
Which is also a Pokestop or a Harry Potter inn or an Ingress portal. I'm sure it's...
How convenient if you play all three games.
I know. Or if you play like any of those games. Yeah. I believe because of it... That is also by a park. It's probably a Walking Dead. Event.
Wait, is Walking Dead a thing now?
Walking Dead, yes. Yeah.
AR.
Or location based game. Walking Dead is a location based game. Jurassic World is a location based game.
LBG.
LBG.
Location based game.
Yes. Oh yeah. Like, what LBG? Harry Potter, another wizard game. There's another wizard game that's like Harry Potter that came up before Harry Potter.
Man.
Magus is a location-based game.
I think I'm getting old. I can't keep up with these youngins.
I know. And you know, all the cool music. I'm old, but I'm young at heart. See, I'm already past Fortnite. Even though, actually... Were any of you happy that Fortnite came back up after its weekend gone?
I know. Everyone was like, Fortnite's over. And I was like, what? And then they were like, yeah, it imploded. And I was like, I'm watching. I still don't understand.
The black hole.
Yeah. And then what I was happened? Like.
Oh. I didn't talk about this last week. I wanted to. And we sidetracked.
I know some of the black hole, but.
It was an event. They're sending out a new map. Apparently, I've never played Fortnite, so I'm not sure what of my statements will be accurate. But they have one giant map, right? And they make modifications to it over time and add things via events and whatever. This one, they had a black hole that sucked in the entire level. And then it sucks in your character. And it was flashing some warnings on screen. I don't know if the warnings were part of it or what. But it just goes to a black screen. And people were freaking out.
With a black hole in the center of it all.
And people were freaking out because they're like, oh, Fortnite's over. But they're going to release a new map. And so this is how they're doing it.
Are they going to do it with a big bang?
No, it exploded.
It exploded back out. It sucked in the whole map. And then it kind of looked like a glowy thing in the distance with some gas and stuff.
And then the Chapter 2 map came around.
Yeah, so they're...
So you can't play Chapter 1 anymore?
That got sucked up and exploded. Imploded and exploded.
I don't know. I bet you can somehow. I'm not certain, though.
Just wait till Fortnite Classic comes around in 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for Half-Life 3.
Aww. You also can wait for Serenity Season 2.
No.
Firefly Season 2? Yeah. No. Serenity
Firefly Part Season 2.
Firefly Season 2.
Are they really are they making new Firefly?
It comes out with the game that Anthony's wanting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Also known as Never.
Never.
Have you played any of the
Battle Royale stuff?
Yeah, Battle Royale games?
I have not.
Actually, I know we're over it, but I'm gonna go into it now. The last thing.
What's the last thing?
The last thing, and me and my mobiles.
Oh, the Call of Duty thing.
Call of Duty Mobile.
Why is it fun for hardcore players?
Well, it's even fun for hardcore players.
Why is it even fun for hardcore players?
Because, you know, it's just as much, it's just like with Call of Duty. If you enjoy the shoot 'em up, so you can still play individual style Call of Duty, you can play the Battle Royale version of Call of Duty.
Battle Royale version or just multiplayer?
Both.
Because they're different, aren't they?
Yes, technically. I don't really see that as much of a difference as most people do, but there is a little bit different. You airdrop in instead of appearing on the ground, I guess.
Mm.
And you have a larger map, and then the world, then the storm shrinks in. I mean, it's multiplayer with additional parts.
Like, multiplayer is just like Classic Slayer or like King of the Hill or that kind of stuff. I would think that.
I think this is just a grab trying to get some of that market share that Fortnite has. Because Fortnite's a big...
Call
of Duty has always been a cash grab.
Yeah,
but on the like mobile FPS market, they haven't been there.
Well, okay, on the mobile one, yes. But they've included Battle Royale games on like their last one or two Call of Duty games.
How well did they do?
I haven't played Call of Duty since Black Ops 2.
I haven't played it.
When they moved it to the current gen consoles, they got rid of four players on a single console, and I was like, hard pass. Now that it's on mobile, I'm kind of having fun again.
The last one I played was Bad Company 2. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. See, I liked playing the zombie one with four players on the same console because our TVs are huge now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get four players to play without any issues. Yeah. Everyone has their small portion of wall.
You just took me back. I was the cool kid for a while back in the days of Xbox 360 because I had a projector in my basement.
Ah, nice.
And so we would play on an 80-inch screen, but each person essentially had a 40-inch television worth of wall space to play on. It was great, Xbox Live and all that.
That's why with Xbox One, when they got rid of four player with, Black Ops 2 or whatever it was, I was like, I literally have a bigger TV now. Why are you restricting this? Done. With Halo, they did the same thing. They got knocked it down to two player max. I'm like,
they claimed it was because of rendering stuff, but
it's hard to render four screens at different places in the map at, you know, a fourth of your screen.
Even though we have better storage, better graphics, better everything. All it made me do is buy less games.
It is better everything except, you know, they still have to render all of those graphics, like the textures. You still have the same texture count on each of those screens that they're splitting out. So it really kneecaps them pretty bad.
Yeah, they should figure it out. I may have actually bought more games that I haven't. So I haven't really just haven't played Call of Duty like bought or got into the game, because I didn't really even buy this, and this is free, obviously.
For me, like when Halo did that, I like co-op was always like that. Like if you wanted to do the campaign co-op, it was always max two people.
Campaign co-op, yes, but
unless you linked multiple Xboxes.
Yes, then you could link multiple Xboxes and have four Xboxes with your own screen.
But you could multiplay.
I know.
Four players.
I know. That what I'm getting at is I didn't care because I don't really do multiplayer that much.
Right, and co-op is best with two people usually.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm more for campaign stuff.
Yeah, I had fun. Yeah, I even multi-linked multiple Xboxes together and for multiplayer.
Yeah, I think we did that once. We had four like Xboxes hooked up together, did Halo with four copies, 16 players.
Yeah. Single room.
We had
that was nuts.
Oh man, there used to be a pizza place in town for like I think it was called Cosmic Golf. And we had birthday parties there, and they had Xboxes, and we could link them all up and play together, local LAN.
Nice. There is a place currently in town.
Yeah,
in the mall.
Yeah, in the mall.
They're becoming things.
I have never, like, been in there for more than, like, 10 minutes.
I went in, thought it was an interesting concept, didn't understand how it could possibly survive.
Yeah.
They're doing a great job.
Still here.
Props for them.
And they're probably taking advantage of that prep school that's there, too, now.
They have escape rooms. They've got some
Friday Night Magic.
They do different games. I've seen some people playing Warhammer 40K there. I saw some nerds fighting over logistics of if a move was legal or not. and then they also have giant projection screens that you can play Mario Kart on.
Yeah, that part's cool.
And also projections onto the ground so you can play.
Oh yeah, the kids.
And they're
play
like
some
touch sensitive floor panels too. Yep. It's nice.
What it is it's actually using a Xbox Kinect to see where kids are stomping around on the projection.
Oh, that's
nice.
It.
Yep.
Huh.
Reminds me, Zombieland.
Oh yeah.
So did you see they were playing Magic when the?
I haven't watched it.
So when he found it's from the commercial when he found his doppelganger.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They were playing Magic later.
Ah.
Yeah, it was hilarious. I thought it was funny.
Man, that movie.
How was it?
It's a ride. It has some really funny parts. I laughed really hard at a couple of things in there, but it's definitely worth the watch. It was a long wait. I don't know if it's worth a 10-year wait, but it's a good movie.
It pulled third last weekend.
That's pretty good. I was not expecting it to do that well because it was such a large gap in time between the first one.
And also, it was not released to that many theaters, actually. It had a small theatrical release compared to Joker, which is still in tons of theaters, and Maleficent, who did take number one.
Yeah, Maleficent's kind of like a family Disney thing, though, so that makes sense that it takes
and
first.
And a sequel.
And the Joker, I don't know, people kind of got scared off a little bit, I think, because there was so much hype around it.
That was the advertising. That was the free. That's what made it number one for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
the free advertising.
And that movie, I don't think Joker's for everybody. Like, it is
true.
A heavy movie, but it's beautifully done.
Anthony, is it a heavy movie?
I had a lot going on that week.
That'll happen. You had a heavy life. Now you went followed by a heavy movie. Watch Zombieland. It's enjoyable.
It's enjoyable.
It's enjoyable. It's comedy. It's much funnier.
Much funnier?
Much.
Does he still try to go look for Twinkies?
Actually,
He's looking for the king.
Yeah, yes.
The king of Zombieland.
That's lame.
Well, he technically did find the king.
Yes, he did.
He also found the Twinkies, didn't he?
He did in the first place.
Actually, he wasn't looking for Twinkies. He was looking for...
It was Twinkies.
Yeah.
He found a Hostess truck that had crashed, and he was eating all the Twinkies out of it.
Oh, and then he found one earlier and was mad because it was like the coconut
balls. It was
like
a zinger
or
something.
Oh, yeah.
Snowballs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the snowballs, and he was pissed.
And their mobile game's pretty fun. It's a Zombieland Double Tap or something like that, or Tappy Tap. Double tap.
I just don't even try with these games anymore. Because they're not going to be around in like a year.
Well, that's why I enjoy mobile games. They're free. I'll throw money at them if I truly enjoy them for a length of time. Beyond that,
you can pick them up, set them down,
walk away. Yeah.
I played Fallout for a while. Not the newest one. What was the
4?
The mobile one.
The
Vault one.
Yeah, the Vault one.
Oh, yeah.
Like Vault Simulator or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one was fun. It held my attention for about a month or so.
I played the Elder Scrolls card game for a bit. That was fun.
Oh, yeah, that was a thing.
They've got their purpose.
Hmm.
Oh, the Magikarp Go. That one was super fun.
I never got into that one.
Oh, you should give it a try. It's a good game.
It's worth it just for the songs and the little Easter eggs.
Actually, I with the zombie line, I enjoyed it. But
it wasn't Magikarp Go. It was Magikarp Jump.
Yeah, Magikarp Jump. Get that one. That one's good.
I'm going to have to check it out. But I have recently installed, played a lot of games, and uninstalled. Zombieland was one of them that did not survive.
Oh,
the Pokemon Magic one's good because it's kind of a cookie clicker. It's a little bit mindless. So
sometimes those annoy me more.
There's a loose story, and it's you can give it one playthrough, and then you're done with
that'd
it.
Be yeah, done.
That's basically what I did. It's entertaining.
Let's see, what are the games installed right now? Call of Duty, Pokemon.
You still have the Sword Art one installed?
Which one? No, I'm good joking. Point. I don't have them. I have uninstalled them. I was thinking about reinstalling one of them. And Super Mecha Champions.
I have.
I think I just uninstalled PUBG Mobile, actually, recently, too.
No, I didn't even have that. I have Pokemon Go, some, like, totem game that I'm going to delete because I hate it now. A Rider game that I only have whenever I don't have internet and I'm bored out of my mind. Tiny Wings, which is an old game, mm-hmm. which I love playing still sometimes. And that Sword Art game, which I haven't probably opened in like a year and a half.
When I know I'm not going to have internet, it's Plague Inc. Because I paid for like the full upgrade and everything way back when.
I actually probably would enjoy that because I liked playing Plague Inc. when I had it on my phone.
Yeah, I download it and I log in. I get everything downloaded. I get all the versions and everything, whatever extras they've thrown in. Because they've thrown in, was it the Planet of the Apes? They've thrown in a vampire version of it. You're Dracula and you're trying to spread the plague. And I haven't played it in like 2 years, so they probably had more, but how about you, Joey? What games do you got?
I'm not too big on mobile games right now. I've got
that's
like...
it, out.
I mean, I'd be out too. Okay, I don't play mobile games very often.
I've got Pokemon Go.
There we go.
I have Old School RuneScape, which is a mobile game now, if you were unaware. It's the full game, just on your phone, which is amazing.
It's the full game of the RuneScape 2.
Yeah, it's RuneScape 2007 scape.
Yeah. So okay, not quite RuneScape 2.
It's RuneScape circa 2007 with some additional upgrades.
I think that's RuneScape 1.
No, RuneScape 1 is called Classic, and it looked like mud, essentially. It was a mud.
Well, it was a mud, yeah.
But it looked really rough. RuneScape 2 is roughly what this one is.
Okay.
It's RuneScape before the HD overhaul and the evolution of combat. There's no summoning. You have construction, but it's circa 2007, roughly, is where the snapshot that they found for the code when they relaunched it. And then they've been adding content as they go. So there's some new bosses. There's some new armor.
Like, is it exclusive to it?
A lot of the upgrades are.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they don't really... they don't. RuneScape 3 is kind of dying or dwindling. The player count on old school RuneScape is higher than RuneScape 3 by quite a bit. RuneScape 3 looks a lot like WoW now.
Well, I like it personally.
It looks pretty, but there's so much going on. I'm not really sure, like...
I like it.
Like, what's happening. And then the rares in RuneScape are kind of going crazy. So the discontinued items from the, like, 2001, they're 18-year-old items now. They're extremely expensive, and the economy's kind of jacked up in RuneScape 3. But I play a bit of RuneScape, old school, specifically. I don't touch 3. I also have that Mario Kart game, the new one. Haven't played too much of it.
I deleted that. It was. I can go into why I deleted it. It's kind of interesting, if you want.
Did it make you too mad?
Yes, but indirectly.
Indirectly?
So I started it up. You know that little loading bar it has?
Uh-huh.
Got to 100%. It was like, got to download an update. Okay, fine, whatever. Downloads the update, gets to 100% after, and then it's like, okay, we're applying the update. Now it's starting again. Goes to 100%, restarts, goes to 100%. In the game, finally.
This is what happened every time I try to play games with my family at their house on their, like, Switch.
Yeah.
They don't update it, and then we start a game, and it has to update for,
it doesn't
like,
have
20
to update.
Minutes. Maybe it was back on Wii U. Whatever it was, it always needed updates whenever we would turn it on to try to play it.
Anyways, back to the saga of this. And then got into the game. I was like, okay, I can play now. And then pop-up came up. And it's like Mario Kart has like a little like pause delay where you can't click the X button for like half a second or a second or something like that because there's like a timeout on it. It's like, fine, whatever. Another pop-up comes up after that. Fine, whatever. Another one comes up after that. I literally closed it and deleted it right then because it took me like 5 minutes to get into the game.
See, that's why I have had lots of issues with certain other... That's why I couldn't get into Fortnite Mobile. It
same
took
problem.
Too long to load, and obviously being on a phone, I'm like, well, what am I going to do while I wait for my game to load? I want to go look on stuff, play another... Yeah, my phone's worthless to me right now.
Yeah.
And uninstalled.
Yeah. What other games you got?
I also have Polybridge. That's the last game I have on my phone right now.
Oh, Polybridge is fun.
It is a pretty fun one.
I didn't play it, but I've seen people play it. It looks cool. Ooh, Overwatch. That's a game I haven't played in a while. The Switch just can't handle Overwatch.
No.
That's not surprising, to be honest.
I felt like I was getting I reinstalled Steam and I installed a bunch of games.
Overwatch is on Blizzard.
Mm.
And you gotta pay for it.
Ah,
aren't people?
But it's worth it.
Isn't it cool to boycott
Blizzard right now?
Oh,
but it depends on whether you support or support Hong Kong or mainland China. And we're not getting into that.
No, we're not.
Because the NBA has enough problems on its own. No, the NBA. Yeah, NBA.
It's the NBA.
And also, I'm not involved in this.
No,
I do have my cares. I do have who I support. I'm not stating them here.
Should we wrap up?
Yes, famous last words. I'm trying to hunt mine down because I misplaced them.
Okay, I'll go. I actually have one this time.
Okay.
Okay. How do you clean a pole?
How?
You wash it.
No, how does the Reavers clean the poles?
Damn it. I couldn't quite remember the whole joke.
They put them through the wash.
How does a Reaver
I couldn't quite remember the whole
clean
joke.
Clean a spear.
That's it, yes.
They put it through the wash.
Well,
come
never
on,
mind.
Guys.
We're just going to be done with that.
So my famous last words are, ask your Google what Bangkok's real name is.
How do Reavers clean their spears?
I'm
they put them through the wash.
I quit, Bill. Goodbye.